Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Greetings, Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Tonight, our guest is Stella. Hi, Stella. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kimmy. Thank you for having me.
Stella does a lot in the field of career coaching and wellness, and a lot of people, especially we're talking about early accountability and executing goals for themselves, that is usually a big area that people want to make strides in. Making strides in their career, professionally, and also staying well and healthy. So Stella, why don't you start by just introducing yourself, telling about who you are, where you're from, and kind of how you started your business.
Sure. My name is Stella Odogwu. Most people shy away from saying my last name, but it's Odogwu. I am Nigerian. That's where my last name is from. My business is Intel Coaching Solutions. It's career coaching for Black women in corporate America. I have spent approximately 13 years in corporate America, going from entry level to senior leadership. And in that time, I've learned a lot. And I wanted to create a service that would help Black women specifically to navigate their careers successfully without compromising their health and wellness. Early on in my career, I thought that I had to just pursue my career success, you know, and sacrifice everything else. As I was doing that, I was gaining weight. I was not exercising, not eating properly. I was dealing with all kinds of challenges just emotionally and mentally from the work that I was doing. It really was taking a toll on me. And so I decided that I was no longer going to live my life that way and, you know, run my career that way. That's really what started the process for me in thinking, how else can I do this? How else can I be successful in my career and get all the way to the top of where I want to get to without jeopardizing everything else in my life? And so that is really sort of the foundation of how Intel started. And right now, what I do is coach Black women at various stages of their career. Some are entry level, some are mid-career, some are senior leadership. And it's just helping them navigate their careers, helping them remove certain barriers that we experience as Black women in corporate, and not allowing those things to impact our state of mind and our wellness. My mission, my purpose is to empower us as Black women to achieve career success and wellness at the same time, not either or, not one before the other, but at the same time. So that's really what Intel is about.
That's awesome. What are some common setbacks or hurdles you incur or people come to you with that you're coaching? What's kind of like, are there common themes? Are there common difficulties that people are experiencing in the workplace?
Yeah, so there are a whole host of things that we experience. I mean, anybody who's in corporate America will probably encounter a lot of different things, but there are some things that are more common within the Black community and for women in general. And so things like imposter syndrome. I meet with a lot of women who are dealing with low self-confidence, right? When you are at work and not really able to speak up, when you have ideas that you're not verbalizing because you're afraid of what people might say or how they may receive what you're going to say. So imposter syndrome is a really, really common one. It's one that I see in a lot of potential clients, and I work with women to overcome that. The other one that I hear from a lot of people is also just dealing with microaggressions. A lot of times you are either the only Black woman or one of few Black women at work. And so sometimes that experience can be really difficult for us, depending on who you are and what you've been through in your life. And so microaggressions, for some people who may not know what microaggressions are, I think of them as those little cuts, those little comments, those little jokes that people make that, you know, on the face of them might seem harmless, but can really be damaging for you as a person and for the relationship that you have with that person as well. So those are two of the most common things that people experience. But beyond that, there are other things like building strategic relationships at different levels of the company, negotiating your salary, negotiating your best compensation, you know, not being afraid to ask for more, ask for the maximum of what you should be getting. So those are a few of the other ideas, the other things that people deal with that I have now created services to help support and empower us as we go through our corporate journeys.
Okay, those are great. Those are a lot of different things. And I think what is so awesome about coaching is, like you said, some of those things can kind of be not so overt. Like you said, they can be kind of subtle. So I can see where a coaching relationship would really help give someone a sounding board to help kind of brainstorm ideas and ways to kind of handle those things within the workplace.
Exactly. Exactly. Most people don't even sometimes realize the impact that those types of encounters have on our mental health, which is why wellness had to be an integral part of what I was doing. It wasn't enough for me to just teach you how to negotiate your salary or climb to the top of the ladder without also equipping you with, you know, wellness strategies so that you can take care of yourself regardless of what's going on in your career. Because without your physical and mental health, not much else is possible. So that's why wellness is such an integral part of what I do.
It's awesome. And, you know, I am very much a guru of wellness. And
I know.
And big on wellness, especially within my nonprofit, within Nubian Wellness, because I believe in the minority community, especially the African-American and Black community. It's not always very embraced or understood how important it is for us to really have the mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul connection, and really looking at ourselves as a whole person, like you said. How would someone know, like you said, you primarily work with African-American or Black women. How would someone know if they're a good candidate for career coaching or they may be in need of career coaching?
That's a great question. I would say that if you are driven, if you are ambitious, if you have a deep knowing within yourself that you can get all the way to the top and nothing should stop you from getting there, you probably would be a good candidate. A lot of people are working in jobs where they really aren't interested in making careers of them, right? They're just working a job and they're perfectly okay with that. Someone like that may not be a great candidate because they're not really looking to up level and to move up in their corporate career. So for the kind of coaching that I do, I work with women regardless of what level they're in. Like I said, you could be entry level, you could be 5 years in, 10 years in, 15, 20 years. As long as you are driven, you are ambitious, you know that there's more for you and you just need help. You just need someone to provide you with the strategies to get there and the support and the accountability to help you stay on track, then you would probably be a great candidate for coaching. If you are determined to do the work, because coaching, you know, some people just want to say, I have a coach, but they're not prepared to do the work. And I tell people all the time, I can equip you with the tools and the support and the encouragement, but ultimately you have to do the work. And so if you're not going to do the work, you probably aren't ready for coaching. So coaching is for someone who driven, ambitious, knows that she's made for more, knows that she can get to the top, but just needs the strategies, the support, and the accountability to get there.
What could that look like? If I say, okay, that sounds like me, I'm trying to move up. Let's say I feel like I hit the glass ceiling, or I feel like I'm being kind of overlooked for promotions, or I'm just not happy in my position. And I say, okay, I think I need career coaching, or I think I need the support of a coach. What kind of different modalities or ways would that coaching relationship look like within your business, within Intel?
My coaching really starts with you. Everyone's different. We're not a monolith, right? So everyone has their own unique situation. So I really start with the individual client. One of the first things we do is we map out your ideal career. So I have free tools available right now on my website that allow you to do that. You don't have to even be a client to begin the process of mapping out exactly what you want. What does that ideal career look for you? You know, like I said, a lot of people are just working a job because that's what they've always done. You know, they've always just done this job and they never really thought about what they really want, you know, what their truest, deepest desires are. So we start with designing your ideal career and then we go into, okay, where are you right now? You know, where are you in your career journey right now versus where you want to be? And then we begin the process of discovering what those barriers are that are keeping you away from that ideal career. So like I said, the challenges, the barriers, they look different for everyone. The ideal career looks different for everyone, but the process is essentially the same, which is, what is it that you want to do, right? What does ideal look like for you? And not just ideal in terms of job title and salary, which most people kind of know what they want when it comes to that, but it's deeper than that. What exactly do you want to be doing in your job? Who do you want to be impacting? You know, where do you want to work geographically? There are so many other details that help flesh out what it is that a person wants. And so once we map out your ideal career and we look at where you are today and what's not working, then we can begin the process of finding what the right solution is for your specific situation.
That's perfect. So how would one like contact you to get more information? How can the audience follow you on social media to get more tips? Because you're full of tips. You give like tons of great advice on your social media. I know you've done something recently talking about like non-negotiables. And I think that's really great gems of information that people could benefit from. How could they learn more about you, your business, and just kind of stay in the loop?
Sure. So if you're on Instagram, you can find me at _Intelle. And Intelle is Intelle. So that's where I am on Instagram. And you can also join my private Facebook group, which is the Intelle Squad, where I share even more exclusive content dedicated to Black women who are serious about boosting career success and wellness. So that's how you can find me on social media. And then if you want to learn more about my services, you can visit me at intelle.us. And that's where you learn everything there is to know about Intelle services.
Awesome. So Stella, what would you say is, what's your mantra? What is your daily quote? What keeps you going? Mm-hmm. If you have more than one, well, what is it that brings you back, keeps you well?
Mm-hmm. I do have more than one, and I'll share them all with you. There's four of them. I'll be brief, though. There's four core beliefs that I am cultivating in my life. The first is that I am powerful beyond measure, so I can do whatever it is that I want to do. The second is that my physical and mental wellness are my greatest assets, so I'm going to prioritize them as such. The third is that I am not anybody's token. I am a valuable asset, and my value is bigger than just me being a Black woman. I have value that comes from my background, my knowledge, my worldview, my perspectives. All of it makes me valuable. So I'm not going to be reduced to, oh, we're just going to hire you for diversity. And then the last is that everyone I meet on my corporate journey has something for me, has something to teach me about myself, whether it is a difficult boss or a microaggressive coworker, it doesn't matter. It could be the CEO or the janitor. There is something I can learn from you that will help me on my career journey. So I live by those four principles, and that's how I also empower my clients on a daily basis.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You are so full of wisdom and great knowledge for people on their career journey and actually just in general wellness, because those are a lot of tips you can take in life, period. So thank you so much for your time, Stella, and your expertise. Intelle.us, correct?
That is correct.
Yes. So until next time, thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks, Kimmy.
Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.